Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. How are you all right?
Very good.
Episode 2.
I've got enough stuff for 20 episodes.
I've got mountains of stuff.
I'm bursting. I can't wait to offload some of the stuff.
All the twirls. Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that
you put them out, and I haven't been eating chocolate.
You haven't, no, but I wasn't necessarily putting them out for you to eat.
I know, but it's very, very difficult for me to resist.
Look, have you eaten all the twirl bits?
There weren't that
many. Oh, my God.
There weren't that many.
It's unbelievable. So, let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I went to the cinema this week. We both did, but separately, to watch Bullet Train, which we can talk about. And I bought some Haribo laces, covered in sugary, like fizzy laces, and a bag of Cadbury's Twirl Bites. Now, I don't eat more.
I'm amazed that you bought... Did you buy them at the cinema, or did you buy
it? I buy them at a corner shop
I was like, what? You bought them at the cinema? I've never known you to do that ever.
No, it's too expensive.
We've talked about this. We have. The saving money strategies.
I go to Wilco's and get the pick and mix there. Yeah. But this is from a shop that's about 10 doors up from the cinema in St Albans. Mm. And they've got really good sweets in there. Mm. Like, he obviously imports them. Guess what you can get there?
What?
Lay's crisps. Now, Lay's you can only really get in Spain or France or something like that. Oh, wow. They don't have them over here. They have them in the shop.
And tell everybody why you like Lay's crisps.
Because they're just so thin.
Yeah, like, see, he hates a designer crisp. He hates them.
I don't want something that's going to rip my mouth to pieces when I try and eat it. I want them nice and delicate. Sorry.
Really fatty.
Yeah, I like them really greasy.
Like really and thin. Thin and just like they are just fat.
Salt and
thinly
shit.
Held together by a very, very thin piece of carb.
Absolutely. Salt and shake are the greatest crisps going. Mm. And the salt
you've
that's
got
in the bag
all
of salt
my
and shake.
Family into salt and shake.
It's because they're so good. I mean, it's an easy sell.
We're going to have to ask you to stop eating soon, but while you eat, I might start speaking.
Well, let me just finish that. I brought them here to the flat to eat. Yeah. Woof, you've eaten them.
Oh, come on. There weren't that many.
It was about 13 twirly
the
bits.
Rubbish. There were not 13 twirly bits.
I reckon there was 13
no,
twirl bites.
No, there were not. There were
and
six.
Now there are none.
Six. There were six. Can I just tell you something? This summer, I've been a bit naughty with my puddings and stuff. And
excuse me.
Yeah, go. Here.
Bloody hell. You feel really weird coughing now, don't you? Anywhere.
Yes.
And in the cinema the other day, I was like... and the woman next to me was like, get away from me. I was like, I've not got the COVIDs or anything, I've just got a cough.
I love the way that you call it the COVIDs.
Yeah, that's what it's called, whether you like it or not.
So, Michael, we have an event to go to.
Have we?
Yeah. And
great.
We have to leave at...
Tonight?
6:15. Six.
Oh. Okay, well, let's crack on. I think we could crack on through till 6:15.
Let's do a quick 40-minute.
Yeah. Do a quick 40 minutes. Let's cram. Pack it with stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've got loads.
Me too. First of all, should we just do Bullet Train, seeing as though we're talking about Bullet Train?
Definitely.
Okay, so we went to the cinema the other night separately, independently, in two different parts of the country to watch the same film at roughly the same time. Bullet Train with Brad Pitt and a bunch of other people. Action, comedy, drama. Oh!
I went with five teenagers, and I've got to say, the first 20 minutes, I was like, oh dear. Mm-hmm. We have made a big mistake, and I hope that they don't all hate me for bringing them here. But it massively had a turnaround, and we've got to talk about some of the other actors. Joey King, who plays the girl in it, she's extraordinary.
Yes, very good.
Absolutely fantastic. Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Brian Tyree Henry, both of them, Tangerine and Lemon.
Yes.
Aaron Taylor-Johnson, yes. Are you going to ask what's he been in? He's been in a lot of films. We did exactly this after we went to see
it. Out, really.
He's been in Kick-Ass. He was in Kick-Ass 2. He was in The Kingsman. He was in Tenet.
Was he?
Yeah. He was in Outlaw.
Bit of everything.
The Last Meal. Avengers. He's been in a lot of things, and of course he's married to Sam Taylor Johnson.
Oh, he is, he? Yeah. Okay, okay.
But he, I thought, was fantastic. And it was just interesting how I went on quite a journey. There are, let's not say who they are, but there are some utterly brilliant cameos in it.
Yes, there are some good ones, yeah.
I mean, so funny. It was an amazing action movie. I didn't know what was going to happen. Mm. I had no idea where it was going or how it was going to pan out. It was hilarious. And Brad Pitt just is so good at this slightly comedic,
yes,
heroic.
Mean, I've got a very love-hate relationship with Brad Pitt.
Me too.
Never thought he was a particularly good actor.
No, but
and
he's
I've not
good
seen anything.
In this.
And once upon a time in Hollywood kind of slightly
amazing.
Reframed him for me. Mm-hmm. One, he's got so much better looking with
age.
Oh,
so good looking.
I know he was handsome anyway.
No, I agree with you.
He totally gives me hope that I could look good. He's 59.
But can I just say something? All of my kids and all of their kid friends and blah, blah, blah were like, oh my God, Michael looks exactly like Brad Pitt in the movie. That's all I can think about. So you basically are that. Like,
that'll
you are getting better with age and you look just like him.
Well, he looks fantastic. So he's an absolute joy to just watch on screen.
He's good.
The cinema we go to in St Albans, someone introduces the film. They stand on the stage at the front of the cinema and they tell you a little bit about it. And they said,
Brad Pitt
did 95% of all his stunts in this film. So I thought, well, that's quite good. And the fight scenes are quite good. And it's the funniest thing he's ever done, as far as I can tell. Mm. I thought Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he was funny in as well. So, and the whole thing's set on a bullet train that's going from one place in Japan to another. And I don't know if you know this also, this was also said in the film, is that train journey in Japan, the actual train journey.
To Kyoto.
Yeah, is 2 hours, 8 minutes.
Ah.
Which is exactly the same length as the film. Which is a nice
Shut up, that's so good. Yeah. Shut up, so it's real time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, they're just saying they made the film exactly the same length as that train journey.
I love that.
So I would definitely go and see it. If you want a really good, funny action movie, it's got very bad language in it, very strong violence, really violent and
graphic.
Gross.
I mean, there are loads of times where I had to look away.
Yeah, it's breathtaking, but it's very funny. Brilliant appearance from Sandra Bullock at the end as well, who looks absolutely stunning, doesn't
can
she?
Can I just say something, Michael?
Hair.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I thought about
when
it instantly.
When I am going for a huge change of hair.
Yeah, we could do something similar to that.
I want that.
Yeah.
She looked knockout.
She did. So, I would highly recommend going to see Bullet Train if you've not seen it already, or I'm sure...
Did you ever watch Heroes?
Yes, I watched the first season.
With Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yes.
So there was Masioka. He was the conductor on the train here.
Oh, yeah.
But I recognised him from Heroes, but I haven't really seen him in anything else, so that was really nice. Anyway, it was knockout.
And the other thing, go to the cinema.
Yes.
It's a place to go and watch things. I know you can watch stuff on Netflix and rest of it at home, but if you get the chance, go.
I totally agree.
Go to a shop, buy some cheap goodies and a can of lager and half a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And sneak it into the cinema and watch the movie there.
Yeah, absolutely. It was totally brilliant.
I don't know if you... there was a trailer for a film called Empire of Light or something like that. Did you see that? A new Sam Mendes film about cinema? God, it looks really good. So if you want to watch the trailer for that, I think it's called... I'm just trying to find it on IMDb's Empire of Light. Olivia Colman's new film. It's got Colin Firth in it also, Toby Jones. You know, a fantastic cast. And it has been completed. It's written and directed by Sam Mendes. And it's about cinema. And it's the idea that without light, you don't see anything. And it's the Empire of Light is the cinema itself. But it's a really...
Does it look good?
It looks breathtaking.
Does it?
It just looks great. I'm going to show you the trailer once we've finished here, but I just watched it. Do you know where I watched it?
Where?
Nadia Sawala's husband's YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
He reviews films and stuff like that. I can't remember what it's
Mark.
Called. But
he's
yes,
called Mark.
It's called Mark. So I'm going to find out what it's called because I recommend that on another thing. But he's got his own YouTube channel and he reviews movies and he reviewed this trailer. So I watched it via her Instagram
site.
That's
quite nice.
Yeah.
I feel like we have to kind of mention Nadia Sawala.
Oh, no, she was on the list of...
In every
podcast.
Episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I don't know, did you see her doing the Kim Kardashian?
I did.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Mm.
I didn't think it was possible to love her Instagram account anymore, but she did it.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of great things on her Instagram account. Her husband or her partner.
He's like a... I think we should go out for dinner with him.
Yeah, let's definitely go out for dinner with him. Yeah.
I mean, I love that. You're saying like, yeah, I don't really know her, but I do know her. I mean, we're messaging. We're messaging each other.
If you said, Nadia, should we go out for dinner with our respective
husbands? I think we should go out because I think we'd... Oh, my God, we'd have such a laugh.
Yeah, it would be a great laugh. But definitely watch this. Do you know there's a really nice... Olivia Colman's in it. And it's just non-stop stars and the cinematic quality of it is brilliant. And it's about cinema, but it talks a bit about the magic of 24 frames a second. And you know we have talked about that before.
Yes, you have.
That your brain has to work at filling in the gaps of a 24... What?
I love him as well.
Toby Jones.
Yes! Yeah. I love Toby Jones.
And this is the cinema is called The Empire, you know.
Oh, okay. It looks fantastic.
It does look fantastic. So go and watch the trailer for that. But this is why it's so important that they shoot films at 24 frames a second, and it'll explain that in the movie.
Because can you just explain, sorry, I know I'm leaning on you a lot at the beginning of this podcast,
but I'm very happy.
I quickly want you to explain about motion.
Yeah, so the way that cinema looks cinematic is because for every second you watch, there's 24 frames of a picture, and your brain can actually see 24 frames flickering. So in order to kind of mask that, it actually fills in the gaps with what it thinks it should be there. Mm-hmm. And that gives the picture or the moving picture a certain type of energy.
Feeling.
Yeah. Now, most television you watch is at 30 frames a second. So you can't see that. So
that's why TV looks slightly different to film.
TV looks slightly different to film because of that reason. And what also happens now is they're shooting these very high speed camera movies, and the frame rate of your television is now refreshing it at 60 frames a second. Now, you will have seen this where you watch a film, like an action film,
and it looks cheap,
but it's so weirdly polished and highly moves and smooth, so smooth that it looks fake and everything about it looks weirdly cheap, and you think, why does this film look so cheap? And that is the reason you have to turn off Motion Plus on
your
telly.
How do you turn off Motion Plus on your telly?
You have to go into picture settings, and then there's normally advanced settings or expert settings. Click on that, and it'll say something like motion blur. Motion Plus is what it's called on Samsung, but LG, it's got a slightly different... But anything motion, turn it all off, and then go back and watch the movie. And all of a sudden...
it will look suddenly really cinematic again.
Like a movie, yeah.
I think this is possibly one of the greatest bits of advice you've ever given our listeners.
And we
did this
because
I hated that. I couldn't understand what it was.
Remember
and when you did that at our telly, I was like, wow.
We watched American Maid the other day as well. That was all highly polished, and I thought, I can't watch it. I've got to turn it off.
That was another good
great film, that, wasn't it?
Okay. Yeah. I would like to quickly talk about something that my mum recommended to us this week, listeners. And it is a company called coatpaints.com. Now, the reason why coatpaints.com are good is because they are an ethical paint company. And you know when we find like quite a small company that is really... it's got a very good, strong message behind them. Coat Paints is it.
I've got something to tell you.
Oh, what?
My studio is painted in coat.
In their coats?
Yeah.
In their
coat
paint?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. We like Farrow and Ball colours, but I think Reese knew somebody who worked at Coat.
Shut
or
up.
Something like that, and we did it all in coat.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Mm. My mum found them, and I thought, oh, it's such a nice idea. Mm-hmm. I love the packaging.
Love the name.
It's unbelievably simple.
Yep.
She said, we're about simplicity, making it easy to create a stylish home in a conscious way. We've done the legwork to bring you tasteful, muted colours. They've got lovely paint colours.
Yes, absolutely.
Really nice. Everything you would get, say, at a more expensive paint company, hand-finished to your order and then delivered the next day, which I think is brilliant. And not all paint is created equal. That's one of the things that they say. So high quality paint means depth, coverage and a smooth finish. The big thing for them is that they are ethical.
Paint's
so they say from day one, we built Coat with a conscience and made honest decisions we can stand by. Eco formulations, recycled packaging, sustainable logistics, operations and eco accessories. I just think that is so good. Carbon offset too, supporting UN gold projects and B Corp certified. It just means that, and there's a picture of them all, the guys from the company. They just look really, really nice. They are called Coat. They're coatpaints.com. The other thing that they do that I think is really innovative, because I always really like companies that start something that loads of other companies do.
Yes.
But then they do something and you think, oh, why hasn't anybody else thought of that?
Yeah.
You know tester pots?
Yeah.
Instead of sending you a tester pot, which is messy,
yeah,
and then it gets paint all over the place, uh-huh, and it's another pot, they yeah send you a sticker, a piece of paper.
Okay, you stick it to the wall.
And you stick it on the wall.
God, what a great
and
idea.
And then you take
what
the sticker off, right?
Yeah.
So you can see what it would look like in the light. You can move it around the room. You can...
What?
I know!
Jesus
all right
Christ.
So it's Coat Paints, all one word, coatpaints.com.
Yeah. It's great.
And I love them.
Mm, that sounds brilliant. They were brilliant. The paint.
And that's really
like
nice that you've actually used them, because then you can...
yes. The finish, you know, is really nice and flat as well.
Vouch for them.
I don't
really
like a sheen to my paint.
No,
I
don't either.
Dense, chalky, matte. You know?
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Very nice. God, I don't even quite know where to begin. Shall we tell people that we went to see Coldplay? Oh!
I mean...
Oosh. Yeah.
We went twice.
We went twice. It was that good.
It was that good. No. And shall we tell them?
What?
We're going again.
Yeah, we're going again. And we're going next year again. It was such a good show.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
You are so special to me.
Oh, thanks.
But I love Chris Martin.
Oh, Jesus.
He's in a concert.
Yeah.
I couldn't be married to him. Let's be honest.
Oh,
I couldn't be married to him because I've seen
bullshit.
The documentary. It's
yeah
too much.
Yeah.
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's not too much. But I mean, he's a, you know,
yeah,
he's
yeah
Chris Martin. It's like crazy. But as a bloke,
oh,
that band,
fantastic.
As blokes, yeah,
it
in
was
plural,
fantastic.
When they come out and they talk and they
yeah
muck about together,
yeah,
and that, you know, he talks about thanks for making all the effort to come this way,
yeah,
and there have been droughts and floods and God knows what, and you're still here.
Mm.
And the other thing I want to highly recommend, because I've never done it before,
mm-hmm,
the first time we went, we got tickets on the pitch of Wembley.
Oh, yeah, we
now,
were
I've
standing.
Always, yeah. I've always been very, very nervous about standing in a gig. I don't know why. I've just always thought, oh, God, could I stand for 2.5 hours?
Yeah.
I don't know why I think this. I used to
yeah
go out clubbing for six
yeah
hours
yeah
and never sit down, but... I'm 54. Don't say it.
What?
Don't say
what
it.
What?
Don't say it. Anyway, I thought, oh, do I want to stand for, you mm know, what effectively it'll be 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Will I be tired? I want to sit down. I won't be able to. Will we get crushed?
Mm.
It was the greatest experience of my life.
Mm.
I was finding confetti in
yeah
every orifice for days after.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
We got confetti bombs.
Yeah, yeah.
We got the lights.
Yeah.
We saw the fireworks. We could see the entire place. We saw Chris Martin and the band so close to
yeah
us.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
So
it's...
the pitch are cheaper seats or
yeah
cheaper tickets than anywhere else. But we were in the posh seats. We were in Coldplay seats.
Yeah.
Later, thank you so much
yes
to the management of Coldplay.
Mm.
But it was better on the pitch.
Yeah, it's really good. I would always get standing tickets.
Oh,
because you can move around a little
always
bit. Of course, you get to meet loads of people.
Oh, and they're also... And can I just
so
also
happy
say...
Yeah.
Big shout out to
yeah
all the Coldplay fans out there, because you are the best fans
yeah
of any band I've ever seen. And also, I've got to say, there was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I might
oh
post
yes
her
yes
picture
yeah
on our Making the Cut
okay
page.
Mm.
Because if any of you can find this woman, we shared such a moment
mm
during Fix You. I held her hand across a person.
Yeah.
We reached out for each other. I held her hand and we sang Fix You to each other.
Yeah.
And it was
spiritual. Yeah, 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 absolutely. It was really good. We've had a really good summer of music. The other
Calvin
thing,
Harris?
Oh, we went to see Calvin Harris in Ibiza last week. Boom!
So
and
good
there was thunder and lightning coming down
it
and all
epic
sorts of stuff. It was
a Shwaya.
Yeah, at Ushuaia.
And what is so nice about going to a club like Ushuaia, which is outdoors,
mm
because it's outdoors and the local community obviously need to sleep,
mm-hmm,
unlike the holiday people, it closes at midnight.
We went home at midnight.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh,
I think
great
you and I should open a nightclub
mm
that starts at 6:30, 7 after people leave work
mm
and closes at midnight. What the fuck are we thinking? Who wants to go out till 3?
Nobody. I'm done at midnight.
Me too.
Full across the board. I've eaten, I've drank,
yeah,
I've danced, I'm
yeah
done. So, yes, the Coldplay thing was great. Calvin House was great. Glastonbury was brilliant this year as well. If you didn't capture any of it, I've made a few notes of things that I really enjoyed this summer to talk to you a little bit about. But Glastonbury is still on the BBC iPlayer, and there were some fantastic bits to watch, especially the Elbow set. As you know, I'm a big Elbow fan anyway, but they did a one-hour set in the early evening, and they played songs that I'd never heard them played live before, and absolutely loved it. So, you know, my recommendation would be, you know, if you're pottering around the house doing a bit of housework or whatever it is, and you fancy just putting something on that's lively and inspirational, I think there's still loads of Glastonbury to go on, and as was Reading
and
Festival.
Reading
Festival was the other day. The Arctic Monkeys headlined, and there was also that band Poppy, or the girl Poppy. Oh. Fantastic.
She was fantastic.
So loads of good music that the BBC have been churning out there. It's one of the things that they're really good at, I think,
yeah,
the BBC.
Music.
Sport,
live
and,
music.
And music. Fantastic.
Live music is very, very good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Now, I love Indian food.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling to find a good Indian restaurant. I used to, back in the day, there was this place called, I can't remember what it was called now, but they used to do something called Monday Madness. Two curries for a tenner. So.
Oh, wait.
Remember Monday Madness?
Yeah,
Monday Madness. I loved Monday Madness. So I used to do two curries for a tenner. You get two rice, buy a couple of naan breads, a few poppadoms, all that stuff. I loved it. Anyway, it shut down and I couldn't find another good curry house. And in the end, I keep thinking, I want to make my own curry because I'd love a chicken madras that's made by me for my tastes with the right kind of level of sauciness and all the other bits and pieces in there, right? So anyway, Instagram once again delivered, because I'm sure it's listening to me, because I just said one day I wish I could make my own madras, and bang, out came.
Wait, yeah. Not bam.
Bam. He's called What in the Chef.
Oh.
Yeah, as in what in the hell.
Yeah, no, I did get that.
Okay, What in the Chef? Let me find him. He just does Indian food.
89,600 followers.
Yes, because what I like doing is finding people that haven't quite broke through
yet.
Anyway,
well, that's
quite funny.
Breakthrough.
He's got quite a nice kind of patter about him. He's very funny. Sorry, I'm trying to get to the bit where I've saved it. But he does Indian food, teaches you how to cook it, and also in a very kind of jolly and jovial way. So here he comes. Are you listening?
Yes.
Of popular Indian restaurant menu items, and today we're making a garlic chicken madras. And look, this is one of my favorite recipes. So easy, the perfect combination of the lemon and the chili. It's the spice, like you close your eyes, you take a bite, your toes start crossing, your butt cheeks clenching, and then you realize you're floating off the sofa. And you're like, what the hell? Is Harry Potter somewhere around here? Because I should not be floating. What kind of spell's going on right now? But then you realize it's the magic of the dish. But look, you know, with this recipe, I put tomato puree in. But you got to be careful. You don't want to put in too much tomato puree, because I did this once, and it's got this bitter taste. And then you eat it, and you're like, ugh. Why my meal tastes like bad breath, man? It's like, it's not even that normal bad breath either. It's like that bad breath from people like yellow, missing teeth. They're like one teeth poking forward, one teeth poking back. And you're like, bro, why are your teeth doing kung fu?
How good is that?
But where? How do you know what he's put in?
Well, I think episode 15. There you go.
Oh,
so
yes.
All the ingredients are in the comments.
Oh my
bits,
god!
The
this
method
is
and all
great.
The rest of it. And but the video's really nice because you can see what he's doing,
yeah,
right?
Chopping
garlic, throwing it
you
in,
understand.
All the rest of it. And it's also highly enjoyable to watch. He's really funny,
Anderson.
Right? He's called What in the Chef, And he mainly does Indian food, as far as I can tell, because he seems to know exactly what he's doing there. But that is a chicken and garlic madras.
Oh, I love
that. Which is my dream dish.
Right.
So I've saved that one, and I'm following him, and I'm recommending him to everybody who likes food and Indian food and likes to be entertained by Instagram.
I think we should cook it and let everybody know how it goes.
Ooh, we could do that, wouldn't we? We could copy one of his posts.
Yeah.
Nah, it could be bad. That
yeah, bad.
Could, yeah, yeah, okay.
Great. That was very, very good. What a great page.
Well done him. I'm not sure well what done his him. Name is or anything like that, but consider yourself followed and thoroughly recommended.
I heard about this from someone. Obviously, I don't drink alcohol, but the reason why I was interested in it was because you do drink alcohol.
Yes.
And I remember that you quite like Lyle gin, which was totally alcohol-free.
Oh, Liars.
Liars, I mean.
Yeah, it's a good Liars. Name, isn't it?
I have found another company called Quarter.
Okay. Ooh.
And this gin is a quarter of the strength.
Oh, this is a dream.
Right? So you can have four gins, but still get... So you are having a drink that will give you a tiny buzz.
Yeah.
But not get you hammered.
This is exactly what I want.
Right?
I want a bit of booze, but I don't want
right?
a lot of booze. Yeah.
So it's the world's first. That's an amazing
promise. Brilliant. Yeah.
The world's first quarter strength gin, delivering all the flavour and experience that you would expect from a full-strength gin, just with a fraction of the alcohol distilled and blended in England for that lip-smacking taste to create memorable lower-strength gin cocktails. It has been reviewed in Sheerlux, Evening Standard, Decanter, absolutely everywhere. I'm going to quickly tell you a little bit about them.
Oh, yeah. Can we get some?
So, yes, we're definitely going to. Fabien and Rohan... Mm-hmm. Two really not very good looking men at all. love a mean cocktail and they love a gin cocktail. So they decided to work together with the best in the business, who is Anthony, their chief distiller. And they've turned the concept of gin on its head. The Gin Guild are busybodies and claim to be called a gin and claim to be called a gin, our spirit must be over 37.5
oh, okay.
ABV. These rules were created centuries ago, and yeah. Who said they were right?
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to show them that using exactly the same production method, we could distill and craft the first 12% gin. Quality was paramount, so we got to work tinkering with our distillery. 10,000 juniper berries, 1,000 oranges, and 100 grapefruit peels, and 60 liquids later, and we've done it.
Oh, wow. Well done. Congratulations.
Isn't that so
really
nice?
Good. You know, I would love a selection of quarter boozes. I'd
yes,
love a quarter
I wonder
vodka.
If they could...
I'd love a quarter whiskey.
I wonder if they could do that. That would make complete sense, wouldn't it, to be
oh,
able to
completely. I would
deliver...
much rather do that. What I've found is that I'm drinking a lot less. I like a drink, but I drink a lot less. And I'm so grateful for the for not having the hangovers that I had a year or two ago. But I do enjoy a drink, so I would love four or five gin and tonics, or two or three gins and a vodka and a little glass of whiskey at the end of the night.
Yeah.
But it would absolutely annihilate me.
Yeah.
But I would definitely pay for it if I didn't think I was going to get annihilated.
Well, the interesting thing about Quarter is that it's the same cost, obviously, because it's still an alcohol.
Yeah, I don't mind.
But I just think it's a very nice brand. And
great
I'm going to get you a bottle.
Thanks.
And it's £27 for a bottle of, you know, normal size bottle.
Yeah.
They also have a really cute gift box.
Yeah, I can see that with a little
So it is a tiny bottle of gin with some cans of tonic, Indian tonic water by a company called Double Dutch. Don't know if you've heard of them.
This would be a nice thing as well when people come round, you know, because I can obviously see with some people they want a drink, but... you know, they've got a drive or whatever, you know. We're having a quarter gin would be...
it's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And you can subscribe. I love that.
Yeah.
Like you drink that much gin
mm-hmm.
that you subscribe to it.
It's great.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm going to recommend is I went on a mountain biking holiday this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think lots of people would like to go on a mountain biking holiday but don't necessarily know where to go. Or how much it would cost.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
What it's all about, and is it dangerous, and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to pitch this to people who enjoy skiing, or, you know, like an activity holiday.
Yeah, or a bonding. It's
yeah,
a
or
very bonding
sesh.
Thing.
You know, great for families, I think, great for parents and kids. It's a really, really good holiday to do, but I I did a lot of shopping around and making lots of mistakes and going to the wrong place and all the rest of it. So I just want to talk people through what I did. So about 3 or 4 years ago, my brother lives in Meribel in the French Alps. So I went out to visit him, and then we hired some mountain bikes and we mountain biked around there, and it was fantastic. This year we went to Courchevel, which is the next valley along from Meribel, and we did the same thing there, but it wasn't nearly as good. But the mountain bikes were cheaper there and the service was a lot better, and one thing or another. So this is my recommendation, is that the best place to mountain bike is Meribel. No, hands down, it is fantastic. It's exciting. There's all different variations of levels. You can go on, you know, runs that would absolutely frighten you to death, or you can do something that's really easy that very kids about 10, 11, 12 could do no problem. Really exciting, fantastic adrenaline rush, just like so good. But we stayed in Courchevel this time, and the bikes there were better.
Can you get a bike in Courchevel and get to Meribel?
You can cycle to Meribel.
Can you?
And this was the thing.
Electric bikes.
Electric bikes. So you hire the electric bikes. I think they were about €60 a day per bike. Mm-hmm. But that came with a helmet and all the necessary padding that you'd want.
Oh, great. And all the, yes, great.
Yeah. Whereas in Meribel, it didn't. You got the bikes, but you didn't get all the gear.
You had to pay the extra.
Yeah, you had to pay the extra. You had to actually buy the gear.
Oh, wow.
And you do not want to do this sport without some protection, because you are...
You will come off.
You are going down a mountain, and you're often cycling on top of shingle, which is moving around quite a lot. You might think that's terrifying, but it's a bit like skiing. Obviously, you're skiing on snow that is also moving around a lot, and eventually you learn to adapt and accommodate the movement that's going on underneath you. Mm. So don't worry about it. Like, you get used to it within about 20 minutes, half an hour. Mm-hmm. You totally find your feet with it. But we stayed in Courchevel. We hired bikes there, and we cycled to Meribel.
Right.
Which, you know, when you look on a map, you just think, how the hell are we going to do this? But actually, there's ski lifts that you get up to the top of the mountains, and then there's ways of cycling downhill all the way into Meribel and then getting ski lifts up. And then at the end of the day, if you miss the ski lift, you can cycle all the way back. These electric bikes will last at least 2 days until they run out.
And oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So don't worry about the fact that I'm going to have got to conserve my battery. I had it on turbo the whole time. I was piling up here, there and everywhere. It's absolutely brilliant fun. But it was great. But it, yeah, for the three of us, me, Sonny and Joel, you know, it was €60 a day per bike, and we did it. I would say you don't need to do any more than 2 days. And in theory, what's probably quite good is to do one full day
and then break, two have half a break. Days. Yes, I was just going to say. Why is that?
Because it's very exhausting. You know, it's like... And then you also are slightly relieved that you're not dead, you know, and you think, should I go and do another run? And then you think, do you know what, I've chanced me luck enough today. Mm. You know, I'll probably just sit back and have a pizza and a drink or something here. But there's loads of great restaurants and bars to eat up the mountains and stuff like that. But it would be my recommendation. You can fly to Lyon or you can fly to Geneva.
How much
and you can hire
there?
A car. Peanuts, yeah. Like 60 quid flight there, right. 60 quid back. So 120 quid each or something to fly. Hire a car for about £300 for the week. Take you about 2 hours to drive.
So you could do a grand and have a really nice house.
A fantastic time. And the weather is scorching out there as well. Houses are really cheap to rent because, you know, they're ski chalets. They're out of season.
Yeah.
But there's loads of good bars and restaurants still open at specific times. And it's a really good... I wouldn't necessarily say it's a main holiday, but if you want 4 or 5 days away of doing something
and
really
you,
active
it's
and
really
exciting...
really bonding with your boys.
It's really bonding.
Like, it's a really... You've loved it both times, right?
All three of us have absolutely just been beaming about it. So I'd highly recommend it. And if you ever want to message me and if you want any extra information about it, just let me know. Because, like I say, it's pretty straightforward when you get
there.
Yeah,
if you want to ask anybody about the... sort of expert's guide to mountain biking in the mountains. It's Michael. And if you want an expert on Disneyland, Florida, it's me. Yeah. Okay.
But yes, it's really good.
I've got one more thing to say and then we need to wrap up because we're going on our socials. But I want to talk about Gemma Bailey. Gemma Bailey is the lady that waxes me. And she is the best waxer.
You're waxed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't look like this normally, let me tell you. Oh, my God. Do you remember when I got upskirted by a paparazzi on Big Brother?
Yeah.
On the front page of the Star, I'd been upskirted. And on the front page of the Star was a picture of the upskirt photograph, which is now illegal.
Yeah.
You could see where my pants would be, and it had a beaver's head over it. And it said, if you want to see a picture of Davina's beaver, text this number.
Yeah, I've got the number.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You still see it. Yeah.
It's quite funny. But anyway, mm-hmm. Gemma Bailey does my waxing.
Yeah.
And she is absolutely passionate about it. And she has opened up a website called thebbcollection.shop. So it's all one word, the BB Collection, and then dot shop. And what she is selling, it's called the all-in-one glove. And the reason why, I mean, after you talking about your kind of rustic and amazing holiday with bonding with your boys, this may seem a bit shallow, but to a woman, this is important stuff. Mm-hmm. And to a man who likes, you know, likes tan. Removes tan, preps skin for fake tanning, and sunbathing. Aha!
Skin for sunbathing?
Yeah, so if you go away on holiday, what you want to do is fully exfoliate. You know, I'm always pranging on about, can you wash my back?
Yeah.
Because it's the bit that I can never quite get to. And this is an amazing mitt, and it lifts ingrowing hairs, which if you get your legs waxed or any parts of your body waxed and the intimate parts of your body, or your beard or your face... They are absolutely brilliant. And what she suggests, and it's all down on the website, is that you get into a hot bath or shower for 15 or 20 minutes and it softens your skin. Don't apply any soap or body wash because the gloves rely on friction. So often people think, I need to put on soap.
Yes.
You do not do that.
It smooth, right?
You unpack the glove, put it into water, squeeze out excess water and exfoliate. And once you've finished, you can rinse off the dead skin. But it is also, she's written here, great for working men.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Because you can come home like covered in grime. There's a recommendation here because he says he works as a tarmacker.
Yeah, I bet. Well, what I used to do, because I used to play with engines a lot when I was a young man, and dismantling them, putting them back together, and my hands were black with oil and grease and grime. What I used to do is get a tablespoon of fairy liquid and a teaspoon of sugar.
And that's clever.
And you'd essentially, all the sugar would get in there and exfoliate all your bits and pieces in your hands. It probably wasn't very good for your hands, but it made them clean.
That's a similar idea.
Yeah, yeah.
All-in-one glove exfoliating mitt is $24.99 and you can get it from thebbcollection.shop. My girls swear by them.
Yeah.
And also, Gemma Bailey is like, what she doesn't know about waxing isn't worth knowing.
Very good. Well, I'm delighted. It's one of these gloves mine. Can I give myself a scrub?
Yes, well, I thought we could scrub each other.
Yeah. A couple of scrubbers. <you know. laughs> very good. I had something I was just going to finish off there with, and I can't remember what it is, so we'll save it for next week. But I'm very much looking forward to going out for dinner tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what to wear. What are you wearing? Are you wearing that?
I'm going to wear this. What do you think?
Yeah, it looks great.
Do you like it?
I love that. Okay. That black dress. Yeah, it looks fab.
Good.
Maybe I should wear black. Let me have a little look. Yeah. Maybe my pink jumper.
Pink jumper. Always a winner. We love that jumper.
Yeah. You noticed anything about my facial hair?
It's shorter.
Yeah, but not the moustache. I've cut everything else shorter.
Are you doing Movember?
No.
So-fember.
No, but when I watched Bullet Train the other day, I did see that Brad Pitt had a more of a moustache than he had of a goatee. And I thought...
It looks, but I'm not joking, it looks really nice.
It's quite nice, right? So I thought, because, you know, I never know what to do with my facial hair. I like it because it makes me look younger, I think. A lot of people might disagree with that. And then I thought, he's got a thicker moustache.
It looks
trimmer.
Really
so
good.
That's what I've done. I've been inspired by Brad Pitt.
But I love the way that you get such inspiration from men.
Yeah, yeah, I love it, right?
Yeah, I love it. Mm.
Oh. Yeah. I know. Okay, on that bombshell.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. we'll see you later, hot potato.
Okay. Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.